good afternoon, everybody. Thanks to be here until the last presentation. I'm Javier Reyes, and today I want to start with this question. Can electrical conductivity foster clay content estimation? As we know from the literature, electrical conductivity has been widely used to predict other soil properties. So in this study, we want to validate the use of apparent electrical conductivity obtained from averies to use this variable as secondary variable to predict surface clay content in a field located in western Kentucky. But also, and this is important, we want to know how much the prediction changes if we reduce the number of soil samples, which is our primary variable, in the prediction when we are doing a co-kriging analysis. So in this study, we started with 96 soil samples, which is equivalent to 4 clay samples per hectare, and we developed several scenarios where we reduced the number of samples from 96 until 12 points, which is equivalent to a half point per hectare or 1 point every 2 hectares. So in the first map here, what you can see is the is prediction by using only soil samples through an ordinary kriging analysis. In the second map is a combination of all the soil samples plus the electrical conductivity data that provide us around 7,000 of data points. So in this second map, you can see how the resolution increase and we can observe more spatial variability of clay content. And the third map is our most restrictive scenario with 12 points. And in this case, even though we reduce the number of samples, we are still having a good prediction, which is closer with what we get when we are using all the soil samples. So in summary, we can say that we have a good performance even with reduced number of soil samples due to the intensity of electrical conductivity data was effective, sorry, and also the cross variogram structure, because for each scenario that we developed, we recalculated the semi-variogram and cross-variogram models. Also, we can say that in this area, because in Kentucky we have several topographic differences in the field, we can find a high spatial variability, and in this area, electrical conductivity has potential to predict other variables, which also has spatial variability, and we can use this variable to identify sampling locations, or also to help to develop management zones. Thanks for your attention, and you are invited to see my poster, which is the number 326. Thanks.
We do have time for questions.
Mm-hmm. I may have missed it, but your TC map, was it based on different moisture conditions at different times?
No, I only use one EC map that was obtained in May.
How will that affect your estimate?
Well, we get a good correlation between these EC measurements and clay content for this date. So in this case, because we had a good correlation, we obtain a good prediction. But yes, I know that the electrical conductivity changes by time because there is moisture changes. But for this data set, it was working very well.
Any other questions? I have a question. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you mentioned this. When you did you say you used Averis?
Yes.
Did you use the topsoil or the...
Yes. Well, in both cases, it's like integrated, but in one case, it's integrated until 30 centimeters, and the other is around 90 centimeters. In this case, because I am doing the surface clay content, I'm using the integrated until 30 centimeters, so the upper varies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, that could concludes our session. Unless we do have a little bit of time for any additional questions or discussion, if anybody has anything they would like to ask any of our speakers. Okay. All right, we've got a quiet group. That's okay. I do want to remind everyone that there will be a poster session. All of the speakers had mentioned their poster numbers, and the poster session, I think we said earlier it was at 5, but it's actually at 4 p.m., and it goes from 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you very much.